Okay, let's get to work here. We have a lot to cover we were not able to cover last night, and this will be more invaluable information for all of you who are trying to make sense out of this. What I'm doing, by the way, tonight, and I just sent the headlines over, I've mentioned four or five cases of people who have either died or ended up paralyzed or in terrible convulsions after getting their second shot. And it does seem to be the second shot which pushes a lot of people over the edge into severe and apparently, in many cases, tragically permanent health crises. It's just not going to stop. These people are not getting any better. And back with us this hour tonight to go through the remain. And wait till you hear the video I'm going to play in just a few minutes. This is something else. We're going to talk about our DNA as well. And most of you think of two strands of DNA, right? Double strand, double helix. Wait till you hear what we have planned for you. Erica Kahn is back tonight. And welcome back, Erica. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Jeff. Good to be back.
Yeah. When we think of DNA, we always think of two strands. And all of you, if you look in the archive on the right-hand side, just scroll down until you see Derek Rossi, D-E-R-E-K-R-O-S-S-I. And the subtitle to that intro is Reprogramming DNA, Magnetic Nanoparticles, 5G, Self-Replicating RNA that Produces a Third Strand in Our Own DNA. A third strand. Now, go to guests and look under Erica's name and click on the link there. And I put that up. I want you to see what it looks like so you understand what we're talking about here. There's the left-hand side, this normal double strand. Then there's a single strand. And then over on the right is a triple helix DNA, triple strand. Erica, go ahead and let's walk into this area. Then we'll play the video in a few minutes. But the Derek Rossi topic that is listed in the archive is very important for people to consult and hopefully to read.
Yeah, well, so Derek Rossi was a co-founder of Moderna back in, I believe it was 2010, and was credited with coming up with the technology to be used in the upcoming COVID vaccines. And there was much press given to him last year describing the technology. Well, most people were preoccupied with running around and finding hydroxychloroquine or shielding themselves from COVID. Quite a bit of press was given to this Derek Rossi and describing the technology that was going to allow us to get back to normal. Interestingly, the technology that was described that a lot of people missed, including myself at the time, is considerably different than what they're peddling now as the mRNA technology. Right now, they're telling people that this mRNA that's being injected in these lipid nanoparticles is completely temporary. It will not alter your own DNA, which is your template. That's your hard wiring. And it just goes into the cell, does its job, and then is somehow magically disposed of and goes away. There's even some people contesting that, whether that actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
But this process that was described in some detail last year when most people were distracted describes something very differently. And yes, it does actually involve your DNA in the creation of a third strand of DNA. So taking a paragraph from the article that we mentioned a couple weeks ago where they elucidated this technology, it says, with the mRNA vaccine, the RNA will be delivered to the cell via hydrogel. Contained within the hydrogel, and that can be the lipid nanoparticles,
right,
are micro nano-sized magnetic particles which respond to magnetism and a 5G magnetic signal, propelling the hydrogel that carries the RNA, thus providing the propulsion necessary to penetrate the cell membrane and move through the cytoplasm liquid contained within the cell. The RNA contained within the hydrogel will then pierce the nucleus, and that's where your DNA is located, and begin to naturally replicate itself in a twisted strand of double helix DNA, but a DNA that is coded artificially in RNA creation and rearrangement of nucleotides, producing a DNA artificial sequence. Although the sequence is artificial, the coding is permanent. So this was considered at the time a breakthrough technology when Derek Rossi came up with this, because prior to that, they relied heavily on going in and, a lot of times using CRISPR to actually edit, delete a certain gene and replace it with something else. And
well,
that,
we think there's a possibility that CRISPR is being used right now in these back shots.
Possibly.
Some of them. Yeah.
We don't know that it isn't, and I think there's some reason to suspect that it may be.
Yeah. Okay.
But the benefit, supposed benefit of this technology versus something like CRISPR was that it would completely eliminate the risk of what they call genomic integration or insertional mutagenesis, which is when you get off-target effects, when the gene you're trying to introduce gets put in the wrong place and you get cancer or other untoward effects. So this could eliminate that. All we have to do is introduce another code, and it can override your DNA without causing a mutation. So we just silence yours and put this one in there instead. Reprogram it. And the videos that Moderna made, I believe it was a TED Talk or something a couple of years ago, they were not lying or misstating their technology when they say that this is an operating system and it's the software of life. They now have the ability to pretty much reprogram whatever a cell was initially designed to do and reprogram it to do something else.
It was Moderna that said it's an operating system. It's an OS. And if that didn't catch people's attention, I don't know what has to be done. But the idea of this RNA going into the cell nucleus in the center and staying there is another angle to this horrible nightmare. Because if the cell is leaky, now we're thinking that the mRNA can come out and be shed along with the spike proteins, correct?
That's a possibility, but more worrisome is RNA is, it can self-replicate. So if that's a part of the program, and the patent does make mention of this, well, once it's in you, it's going to keep going. It's going to self-assemble, it's going to self-repair, it's going to replicate. It is truly synthetic biology. And not knowing what it's coded for, how do you turn it off?
Well, that goes back to the other question. Where's the off switch to
exactly.
any of this?
And I'm sure they know, but what's important here is that these things are driven or dependent upon magnetic fields. And I think
external
it's highly
magnetic
likely.
Fields or internal or both?
Well, I think it takes advantage of your body's own electrical system.
Mm-hmm.
Your cells do generate electricity, and so possibly they're putting the graphene in there to amp it up. But no, I mean, these external magnetic fields that we're being pulsed with constantly are what cause these things to self-assemble or do whatever it is they're supposed to do.
You think that the external fields are being assembled and then broadcast with the full intent of doing just that through, let's just say, the 5G network for fun?
Yeah, I don't know if it's directed.
The other way to say it would be, are these mRNA components transceivers, or do they have a transceiver ability that they can be controlled? Now, we know that individual cells can be manufactured. That's Charles Roberts, was it? Roberts?
Yeah.
Charles, anyway, what's his name? We played that video as well. They can put in the body a manufactured cell and remotely direct it to go wherever they want.
Right.
And that's pretty creepy. And that was 3 years ago that he made that statement.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've advanced on that.
Hey,
so I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I mean, 5G, the satellite 5G, is not due to come online fully until August. And I don't know what we're going to see when that happens.
Charles Morgan. Okay, look, scroll down. Just write this down if you can't remember. Charles Morgan, scroll down. It's about a three-minute video. He says, we can create a cell, put it in the body, and remotely control where it goes. If it goes in the brain, we can control how you think and how you act. Now, this is 3 years ago. And now here we are talking about a third strand of DNA. I'm going to play this real quick again, Erica, if that's okay, because it's really important. Then we'll jump into the next video. All right. So here's Dr. Charles Morgan. Design a cell to literally do anything. Inject it, activate it remotely, and program it.
This is actually having one animal learn something and seeing and recording that activity and put it into the sensory cortex of the second animal, and that animal acquires the knowledge. From the human drone technology standpoint, you can attach the human brain to another human brain.
Did you hear what he said? He said human drone. Human drone. I got to back that up.
You can attach the human brain.
I didn't back it up far enough. There we go. So first he talked about knowledge transfer from one animal to another.
Knowledge. From the human drone technology standpoint, you can attach the human brain to another human brain. You can direct motor activity, or you can send communication and information. Dr. Ventnor's work is, my view, the equivalent of the development of nuclear weapons when you realize that he created life in a cell. He programmed yeast cells to produce anything he wanted. These can be inserted into you through the hypospray needles. You put in a specific gene slicing, you program what you like, you put it in the cell, and it can reproduce and make as much as you like.
Now, what he just said might have gotten past some of you. It did me the first time. That cell, that synthetically created cell, can produce anything, any imaginable substance that they might want. Gasoline, paint, motor oil, whatever. I mean, they can literally, the body can take the components that are there and make anything, assemble anything that they want. In that cell. This is such a mind-boggling little two-minute thing here. I'll play that again. Now listen carefully.
The specific gene slicing, you program what you like, you put it in the cell, and it can reproduce and make as much as you like. It sends a signal and tells which portion of the DNA should unwrap, unfold, and produce a product. Related to this is an idea called DREADs. These are designer receptors that can be remotely controlled. You can create a cell, you can put it somewhere in the body, and you can remotely activate it. So you have the capacity to create any product. As long as you know the DNA sequence, you can insert it into a living system, and you can remotely control it. That may affect the way you think, the way you act. So once you know that the technology is there to edit, splice, and program a cell, and the technology currently exists to administer it to somebody and have it go park anywhere you program it to go park, proliferate, and do its function, you can have things activated in other people's brains. Just people have figured out how to hide imagery in the DNA of bacteria. You can have the information reproduced in a string form as a form of a protein. The new way to hide information is going to be in DNA.
In the form of a protein, hiding information in the form of a protein.
The first experiment showing what imagery you can hide in bacteria. This is the latest. It's a GIF file. Well, this is what the Chinese are doing with DNA. Merging DNA systems with quantum computing will be really quite an amazing and both lethal threat. The next thing I wanted to mention to you is memory. Can we erase memory? Can we modify memory? Can we change memory? Short answer is yes.
I got to go back here. You hear him say, most lethal threat? Let's track that again.
Computing will be really quite an amazing and both lethal threat. The next thing.
There it is. Lethal. Okay. These people are up to no good. Understand that. Science has run amok, and it is in the hands of those who do not have our best interests at heart. Any comment on that, Erica? Again, we played that before, but it's a stunner.
Yeah, I think this paints a picture of where this is headed. I mean, if anybody still thinks this is about a virus...
Good luck.
And I know there are people that do.
It's sadly true. All right, now, I'm going to go through the break at the bottom of the hour, Todd. I want to get this video in. It's 9 minutes, and it's Dr. Anthony Patch, and this was 2014, I believe. Is that about right?
Yeah, 2013 or 24, yeah, one or the other.
Okay.
A number of years ago.
Tell us a little bit about Anthony Patch, if we know much. He's still around, but he's not talking like he did in the video you are about to hear. And what you are about to hear will make your hair stand up.
Right. He's got a private following, and I think it's mostly exclusive to paying members.
Okay. That's what I should have done years ago. All right. Flu shots, deadly vaccinations, and third strand DNA. Dr. Anthony Patch.
Well, we've all heard of the bird flu, and we've heard of tuberculosis, and we've heard of flesh-eating diseases, and there's a number of things that have been going around in the media the last few years, including AIDS, which is still there, and now we have strange as it sounds, we have a rise to almost an epidemic level now of rabies, which we typically associate with animals. But when it crosses to the human barrier, to the barrier between animal and human, crosses that barrier into the human, there is no treatment. There is no cure for rabies. Now, you may not have heard this. This is not necessarily new, but it's coming to the forefront. And
you know what this makes me think of?
What's that?
This is zombie apocalypse.
Absolutely. And that is the context in which the mainstream media right now is placing it, is in the zombie apocalypse. Because that's exactly how people present themselves, if you will. I'm speaking medically, but that's how they appear and how they behave is like a zombie.
Now, what Dr. Patch is talking about, and this is, again, 7 years ago, thereabout, is zombie behavior. What we're getting now, all the time, online and social media platforms, and I know Erica is monitoring that, is behavioral changes in people who have been shot up. What are you hearing? And just explain a little bit about that. Now, this is kind of like step one toward full-on zombification when you think about prions and the connectivity between the vaccines and prions, the vaccines in quotes, of course.
Yeah, I mean, people are definitely having neurological issues. If they're not overt, they're quite often subtle, but if it's people that you know... that you don't see often, I'm noticing it, that there's something a little off. Normally
these
reserved
are first-hand,
people...
These are first-hand experiences you're talking about now, not what you've seen online.
Yeah, myself. The few
okay.
people that I've seen come mm-hmm. into contact with who have been vaxxed, I'm noticing that and there's something a little off. And normally... what I would have considered reserved people seem to be unusually outgoing to the point of almost being clingy. And I've seen that in more than a couple. That seems to be a pattern.
Like effervescent, like uppity.
Yeah, very bubbly, but almost in a way that doesn't make sense. Just talking nonsensical, talking of, steady streams of just nonsensical babble, almost. Banter, just things that just aren't not really relevant topics of conversation. You know, you just don't understand why are they talking about this and just running on and on about it. It's just a strange choice of topics.
And on the flip side of that, we have people who are no longer the same. They're rather, what would you call it? They're just, they hung above, and now they're laying on a median that doesn't vary much. They're kind of boring. They're almost
flat.
Flat. There's another word for it. I can't think of it now. But they're changed too. And any of you out there who know people who have been vaxxed, and some of you have been vaxxed, and you may notice it too. Not necessarily in yourself, but in others around you. And it's just something that is really a rather common topic, apparently, online now. Is that correct?
Yes.
People change?
Yes. Yeah.
What about the idea of somebody vaxxed who would no longer have the ability to, let's say, self-regulate in terms of personality and all that, that they don't notice that they've been changed?
Are we getting any of that?
Yeah.
Not per se. I mean, clearly the nervous system is being affected. All I can think of is, you know, you've got these toxic nanoparticles causing problems with your, you know, nerve conduction, you know, the synaptic clefts. I mean, just things aren't flowing the way they normally should.
And more reports of Guillain-Barré and other dementia-oriented early stage onset reports about people's behavior. The reason I stopped the tape there, was a tape back then, is that he's talking about zombie apocalypse. What we're seeing now is neurological changes in people that suggest changes, obviously, aberrant changes in their personality, which may end up leading into a prion-like, a Guillain-Barré, other forms of mental dementia that are going to, I'm afraid, begin to manifest more and more as time goes by.
You know, a lot of times the initial signs, symptoms of oncoming dementia is a personality change.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, let's get back to Dr. Anthony Patch here.
Because of the effects of ratings on the nervous system. There were, last year and even earlier this year, there were actually drills conducted by our government on the zombie apocalypse and how would, you know, first responders, police officers, firefighters, paramedics, how would they deal with these people? So it sounds far-fetched to the average person who hasn't heard this before, but this is nothing new. But let's go beyond the rabies. Let's talk about people getting a flu shot or getting avian flu inoculation. There's another very insidious disease, if you will, which is really a man-made disease. It's a biological construct called MERS coronavirus out of the Middle East. It's the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It's made its way into Europe to a certain extent, and eventually because of, you know, air travel, it will reach around the world. It's another example of where inoculations or vaccines are being derived, or they're trying to derive for. That, again, I always like to go all the way to the end. What's the purpose? What's the goal? If you have a man-made or engineered virus, why was it created? Is it simply just to kill people? Well, that's one part of it, but if you go further and you go deeper than that, it is to get people to demand a vaccine.
Exactly, precisely what has happened here. 7 years ago, Anthony Patch laid it out. Exactly what has happened. People demanding the vax. Not so much now, but we watched it happen for the last 7 months. People lining up, people bribing other people to get this shot. Fear. So this is what he's talking about. I'm going to back this up just a little bit. He's gotten right into vaccines and getting people to demand to be able to have them.
If you go further and you go deeper than that, it is to get people to demand a vaccine, a shot, if you will, or a pill. Why would, if you're in a position of control and of power, of ultimate power, why would you want people to demand a vaccine? Well, it's because something's in the vaccine that you want people to then have as a part of their body. Well, what is in the vaccine that you want everybody to have inside their body? It is a DNA manipulator or modifier. I mentioned earlier third strand DNA. There is already, and you can find this on the internet, in existence, a third strand of DNA constructed of silicon. Again, we go back to the silicon chip in computers. The third strand is made of silicon and is also coated in gold. If you talk about nanotechnology and nano layers, this is extremely thin coating of gold down to a billionth of a millimeter of gold that is coating the silicon from which you are building a third strand of DNA. The purpose of the gold is to increase the surface area around the strand so that more information can be digitally imparted or programmed.
From remote locations. It doesn't have to be within your block, your neighborhood. It can be from miles away. It could be potentially from satellites. They can find you anywhere, correct? They can find you with your cell phone. They can GPS you. They can do anything. And everyone's got a specific DNA signature.
Yes,
which
they do.
Is identifiable. All right, any other comments on this? This is incredible to hear. 7 years ago.
No, it's just it's eerily prescient. I mean, for something that came out, what, 7 years ago?
Yep.
He nailed it.
It's almost like he knew.
Almost.
Essentially, what you're doing is you're creating a third strand of DNA. You are transferring that or imparting it into a person's body through a vaccine that that person's demanding because they're afraid of contracting MERS coronavirus or avian flu or whatever it may be. And so the government, if you will, or the powers that be sit back and they kind of chuckle when they say, well, we couldn't have forced people to take this vaccine or to take this hidden third strand of DNA. They would rebel against it. But if we create the problem and present the solution, people will demand the solution. Thus, we achieve our ultimate goal of having this DNA in every person changed. Well, let's go deeper. What's the goal? What's the purpose? Yeah, you go around and change everybody's DNA. Well, what do they become? They become a hybrid. The insidious part of this is that once a person is injected, almost immediately their DNA undergoes transformation. Almost immediately they lose all awareness of the fact that they've lost their independence, their ability to think on their own, to make decisions on their own, and to affect them on a moral level, their moral independence. Their beliefs, religious, moral, ethical, legal, all of those go away. If you remove the independent thought and that awareness that you've lost your independence is gone, what then do the powers that be do with these new forms of humans, hybrids? They can control them. They can turn them into a surf class. Not S-U-R-F, not surfers, but S-E-R-F, a class of slaves.
Okay, I'll stop it there. That was, again, a stunning statement or two or three from Dr. Anthony Patch. Any comments on that, Erica?
Yeah, I, as I said, he laid it out almost verbatim as to what's transpired.
Yeah.
Blow by blow.
Remotely controlled. As soon as you get the injection, you forget certain things about yourself. That is remarkable. That does suggest immediate transit of the blood-brain barrier and perhaps some homing, I don't know, programming or coding to go into that part of the consciousness and the brain to do that. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I when we're dealing with nanotechnology and gene constructs, programmable matter, I mean, we have to remember DNA and RNA is an operating system. It's a program.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's reaching your DNA, interacting with it, overriding it, canceling it out, I think that has profound implications for your own consciousness. I mean, your DNA is a fractal antenna for energy coming out of the cosmos, for your connectedness to source. And now you've got something in there that's impeding that. So you've lost some ability to, I guess, translate that energy and to transform it into a physical reality. So it's interfering with your own DNA and your own level of consciousness. So there's some disconnection happening.
It's diverting your personal self, your awareness, who you are. It's changing it.
And consciousness, yes.
It's changing your consciousness. Well said. This is permanent. This is not a joke. Don't believe Pfizer when they say, oh, we've just found out that the effectiveness of our shot is wearing off and you're going to need a third shot or a second shot, whatever they're saying this week. Don't buy it.
That's the interesting thing about this technology. In order to reprogram the cell, it usually needs a couple hits before the change will be permanent. So they're probably trying to figure out how many will it take to make this a permanent change. And then that should be a concern because of the legislation that's now in place or the Supreme Court ruling that says that if your DNA has been altered and has a sequence, a proprietary sequence from one of these drug manufacturers, then you are no longer considered a organic human being. You're a transhuman, and you're a piece of property.
A piece of property.
Chattel.
Okay. I've got that Supreme Court case up there. By the way, scientist Bart Klassen has issued a new paper about COVID vaccines producing symptoms of Parkinson's and other catastrophic brain diseases and neurodegenerative disorders. Those are up in the archive section as well. So, by all means, help yourself. They're there. Okay? All right, let's go back and listen to the rest of Dr. Anthony Patch. This is just absolutely stunning to hear this 7 years ago.
The elite to serve the Ray Kurzweils of the world who want to achieve immortality, but they need to have labor to manufacture, develop all of the technologies. And they have enough technologies now. The technology, the scientific world, if you will, has reached the level where they don't care about hiding it anymore. Their agenda is so far advanced, both politically, philosophically, their sense of morals, and technologically, that no longer are they worried about you and me as the surf class and the coming surf class. They're not worried about what we think. They're not worried about us rebelling. And in fact, we won't rebel, partly because right now we've been so dumbed down through a variety of mechanisms. But once people demand the virus and they truly are dumbed down, to where they've lost that awareness that something's happened to me? Now they can do what they want with us.
He meant to say vaccine. I'm going to back that up. He said virus. Just, I don't want anybody confused.
Partly because right now we've been so dumbed down through a variety of mechanisms. But once people demand the virus and they truly are dumbed down to where they've lost that awareness that something's happened to me, now they can do what they want with us. They are achieving what I call the hive mentality, like a beehive. Worker bees, soldier bees, serving the queen. The queen, in my estimation, is this elite class that's in power. And it's not the politicians. Forget the politicians. This has nothing to do with Republicans, Democrats, Tea Party, libertarians. It has nothing to do with political structure or classes. It has to do with the small group that is in control and has been in control since ancient times.
Okay, there you go. And that is, I think, the most powerful 9 minutes you're going to find that you can think about. Here is what Erica mentioned a few minutes ago. If you have been vaxxed, you are now owned and have no more access to human rights. This is a Supreme Court decision in 2013, the case Pathology versus Myriad Genetics. The vaxxed can be patented and owned. Here, in a Supreme Court case decision in 2013, Pathology versus Myriad Genetics, Inc., the United States Supreme Court ruled that you cannot patent human DNA as it is a product of nature. However, at the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court wrote that if you were to change a human's genome by mRNA vaccines, now being used, then the altered genome can be patented. This means that everyone who has had the vaccine is now technically patented. Anything that is patented is owned and comes under the definition of transhuman. All people who are legally identified as being transhuman do not have access to human rights or any rights granted by the state. That is because they are classified as anything but being 100% organic or human. So as soon as you lose that classification in any way, you are transhuman and you lose, apparently, human rights or any state granted rights. Therefore, technically, anyone having this vaccine can no longer have any access to human rights. There have been a few legal papers discussing this recently, so there should be clarification on this soon. As of now, the High Court ruling stands. So there you go.
I guess it remains to be seen how they're going to determine if you're truly genetically modified, because I don't believe, even if you take these vaccines, that every single cell in your body will be reprogrammed. You're probably going to have, I'm drawing a blank on the name for it, but a mosaic where some are and some aren't genetically modified. However, if you do manage to pass this down in your germline to your offspring, and this shows up in your offspring, guess who owns your offspring?
Wow. Yeah.
Something to think about.
Speaking of offspring, I'm not at all convinced that we're going to see anything but a plummeting birth rate.
It sure seems
like
it. In the
future.
Mm-hmm.
If Deagle.com is correct, and every day that passes, I see nothing to suggest that Deagle was incorrect. In 3.5 years from now, this country may be down to about 100 million people. That means 230 million people will not be here.
Yeah, there's certainly a death wave happening right now. I suspect it's going to get quite a bit worse.
Well, we don't know really how bad it is, because the VAERS stats are admittedly 1%, their projection of what the real numbers are. So if they're
right.
admitting that there are 7,000 dead, murdered Americans, and that may be just 1% of the total, well, let's say 10% of the total. That could be 70,000 dead. I personally think it's well over 200,000, maybe more, much
mm-hmm.
more. In Europe, it's 18,000 murdered, 1+ million injured, 50%, 1.8 million injured, 50% of those severely injured in Europe. So this again fits exactly with Deagle's projection that shows the white, Western, Christian, civilized nations of Europe, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand are the primary target of what's going on. It's quite
sure
clear.
Does. Yeah. And I the more I see happening with these bystander effects, these people that are unvaxxed who are forced to be around people who are vaxxed coming down with the same symptoms, I think it's more than spike protein being transmitted. I think they're actually being passively vaccinated with the genetic material. You know, the wave of deaths happening in dogs and cats, in owners who have been vaccinated.
What's the latest on that? What are you seeing?
Reports keep trickling in. I had a personal experience today where someone I knew personally who had received the vax lost his cat rather quickly, within a matter of days. Cat got sick, stopped eating, was lethargic, brought it to the vet. The vet couldn't figure out what was wrong. Took the cat home, was going to bring it back for additional tests in a couple of days. Cat died overnight.
Dogs, too.
Yes, dogs, too.
Any other animal species, mammals, yet?
I have not heard any, but it wouldn't surprise me. It's
horse owners, especially, they're very close to their friends, petting them. Remember, it's a horizontal transmission.
Yeah, it seems like these animals are being poisoned. For me, it's hard to conceive that merely a spike protein could be doing this kind of damage in these animals. Now, if they were transfected with this genetic material and they're now producing spike proteins on their own nonstop, and we know from the patent that these things do shed in exosomes, so they do enter the environment and can expose other people or animals to their effects.
Right. What is the pulse of reporting now from people who have simply been around the vaxxed? What, any trends, anything different?
I'm seeing reports of definitely skin disorders, cases of shingles, a lot of times, you know, nausea, dizziness, just feeling unwell, headaches. So they're obviously contending with some level of toxicity, whether it's just the chemicals in these lipid nanoparticles,
right.
or we may be seeing these chimeric viruses, you know, herpes viruses that have now acquired some genetic material, i.e. the spike protein, as part of their genome, and they have new effects.
Mixed in the body, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people are now bioreactors for this genetic material. Any virus that's present in a person can now acquire this fusion protein, spike protein, and incorporate it to its advantage mm-hmm. or not. And if it starts to replicate, well, here we go. That may be what we're seeing.
How are people who have been negatively impacted by being around the vaxxed recovering? What are they reporting about that? Let's say they get severe skin issues with herpes virus. Okay. Are they recovering over a reasonable length of time? If they get headaches, if they get other, there are a number of symptoms of people who are simply around those who are shedding.
If they can get away from the people who are shedding, yeah, the symptoms do resolve. But the minute they get back in proximity to them, they seem to come back quicker, almost as if it's a hypersensitivity reaction at this point. But I just keep saying that anything that's toxic enough to kill a dog or a cat, that's not trivial.
No, not in the length of time you're discussing, and that they seem to be dying awfully quickly.
Not
over months. Yeah.
Without a diagnosis.
The vets are confused. Right.
Right. So I think, you know, that alone should give pause to, you know, what is it these people are shedding? And, you know, you can make light of it and say it's no big deal. You can slough it off. Your immune system will deal with it. Well, yeah, probably. But what do you really want to acquire this synthetic genetic material and have to deal with the consequences of it for the rest of your life? Because once this stuff is in you, you can ask a Morgellons patient what it's like to live like that.
What are they saying? Right. What are the Morgellons people saying to those who have been vaxxed and are suffering? Are they talking much back and forth? Do you see any of that?
No, some of the Morgellons patients have actually opted to get the vaccine.
What?
And in some cases, their symptoms seem to have improved. It's almost like it gave their immune system some kind of a jolt, and they got a break. I think there's better ways to stimulate your immune system than inject it with foreign genetic material, but some of them feel better.
Well, that's very interesting. We still haven't solved or resolved the Morgellons mystery completely.
I think it's a constellation of different types of toxicity. Certainly nanoparticulate is in there. Mm-hmm. There could be synthetic RNA, DNA, this programmable matter. And that's extremely difficult to contend with. And a lot of times the first order of business with any of this is you've got to get away from the electromagnetic fields. All the pills and the potions in the world are not going to help you if you are bathed in these electromagnetic frequencies. And quite a bit of this synthetic biology is stimulated and feeds on these types of electromagnetic frequencies. They self-assemble and, you know, when they're stimulated by this stuff, replicate, they go crazy.
And what happens when Elon Musk turns his Starlink satellite fleet against the planet and begins to bathe all of us 24/7 with 5G?
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
All right, very good. Thank you for the analysis and help. I think we put it right on the front edge out there. So all of you, it's up to you to make of this what you will. Share it as much as you can. Keep looking at the archives on the right-hand side down there, trying to put the most important stories. You'll find the video tonight that we played, both pieces. They're there in the archives. You can share those. And we thank you for caring and trying. Thank you, Erica, for being here, as always.
Okay, my pleasure, Jeff.
Good night.
Have a good night.
And all of you out there, thanks for being here. We will be back at it tomorrow night. Talk to you then.